So many people are quite dead and imprisoned in all kind of mantras like I'm not good enough, I can never make it, and I'm a victim, and all of that stuff. And so I encourage these people, come on, don't take that so serious. Start living and trust yourself and be confident. So that is one step, one aspect also to fully live. And then there are people here also, many people, who live fully. And then they need to see the empty nature of everything. And also of the person who is fully living. So that you see the fullness and the emptiness. You need to see both. You need to experience both aspects. You need to realize both aspects. And this person needs to bow and merge with impersonal self. This person, this idea of being a person, needs to die. It's only an idea. There has never been anybody. So people say, I have to kill the I, or it's nonsense. There has never been such a thing. It's only an assumption. And you can see right through it. There has never, ever been a person. It only seems so, like all these life experiences seem to be real. And within the framework of time, space, and causality, it surely is real. But when we look deeper, none of it has any validity, any truth, any reality. The bigger cause being truth, laying down all images, all delusions, all assumptions. Or that is one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is allow everything to touch you. That's even more still. When we talk on the level of laying down, then I can still do something. When we turn it around and allow everything to touch you, it's more still.